Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 182nd edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. And during the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Macumbundo Francisco. He was born in the Bengo province of Angola and raised in Kinshasa, DRC, as the youngest of eight children in his family. Because he had an apparent artistic talent, his mother made sure to enroll him in the Institut des Beaux-Arts, a fine arts high school where he specialized in painting. He arrived here in Maine in 2013, goes by Mac, and has been living and painting and working here ever since. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Mac.
Thank you so much.
So if you are listening to this program and you would like to see some of the images we're talking about, you can go to Mac's Facebook page, which is Mac Francisco Art, M-A-K, Mac Francisco Art.
Exactly.
And that's on Facebook. So you'll want to see what we're talking about because he's wonderful, and you'll just see. With artists, you have to know them, and you have to see their work, right, to fully embrace that person. So, Mac, you speak Portuguese, French, Lingala, and now English. Growing up in your household, which language was your mother tongue, primarily?
Yeah, it was Lingala.
Yeah? And what kinds of things would your family discuss at gatherings and dinners together?
Oh, it was everyday life, and sometimes some advice, I can say.
Advice?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who would be giving the advice?
My mother.
Yes?
Yeah.
Always the mom?
Yeah, always the mom. Because I grow with mom a lot than father.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things did she offer up for advice?
About the life, how you can be in front of people. You have to be respectful. You have usually to be honest, something like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And as the youngest, you probably got to the point where all the other children were gone. Or did people stay around? Did your older brothers and sisters grow up and leave the household and you stayed back with mom?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like because I was born, I'm the last one. I'm the baby, I can say. So most of my brother and sister, they went in their life, and then I was the young who live a lot, pass more time with my mom.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. How you stayed so connected to her.
Yes.
You had a special relationship with her.
That's true.
She was busy in the middle with eight children, and by the time you're finishing up, it was one-on-one with mom.
Yeah.
She probably loved that, too.
Yeah.
Being a mom, I think that sounds pretty good. And you were an artistic child, and your mother saw that. She managed to help you find your way to the Institut des Beaux-Arts in Kinshasa,
yes.
Democratic Republic of Congo. How did that happen?
I can say about that story. When I was in primary school, I draw a lot. So sometimes I went to the cinema front of the, the big movie posters. So I can sit somewhere and then taking my paper and some pencil, doing my design. And when I done to make my design, so I was painting that from the color pencil that I was using, and let people, when I do that stuff, you will see more people.
Did you crowd?
Behind you. Yeah,
yeah.
Crowd, yeah. More people behind you watching that you are doing. So, and after that, my mom decided to bring me to the school to perfect my gift.
I love that. I've never heard of that. So you used the cinema almost like a museum. There were new posters there.
Yeah.
And you would go to the gallery and sit there and draw them, paint them, and do them in
Because in our time, it was like that. When you got a new movie, you will see they will put the big poster as a commercial, and then people will be there watching. And for me, it's not just watching, reproducing that I'm seeing. So that's was my life.
Oh, how resourceful of you. I really love that. And then you specialized in painting. And what was it like being at the specialty arts high school for you, specializing in painting? How did that education go for you at the high school?
Could you repeat your question?
Sure. You went to this fine arts high school,
yes,
which was a special privilege.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like it?
Yeah, it was a good place for me to perfect my gift. Secondly, it's the first good school about the art in Central of Africa.
It's one of the finest institutions.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw online that it's a high school and then it turns into a college.
The college, yes.
Becomes the Academy de Beaux-Arts.
Yeah, together.
Of fine arts.
Yeah. It's the best place. It's the quality, I can say, good place to perfect. And if you have some gift like that, it's a good place to go.
Was it fun to be around other people who could do art at the same level you could? Have friends that were also artists?
Yes, I have more friends that I have. They went till the college, but unfortunately I did in college because of some reason, private, I can say.
Sure. Well, I think you got a lot of training just in high school.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you left the high school?
Oh, the last time was in 94. I was 33 years.
33?
Yes.
So you finished the high school at age 33. Yeah. It's so different. That's why I asked.
No, I finished before. Uh-huh. But because for some reason, I went back in my country. And then after a few time, I went to get my high school diploma.
I see.
That's where the time that I took break, I can say. That's
interesting. You've taken a unique path.
Yeah.
When I saw your artwork, I was impressed with the wide variety of styles you're able to successfully paint in. Do you have a favorite style of painting?
Yeah, I like surrealism. Do you get?
Yes, surrealism.
That I like.
Like Dali?
That I do. I can say like figurative abstract.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, and that's it. I do realism too. I do abstract too, but the most that I like is that surrealism.
And what about a favorite painter? Do you have someone whose work inspires you?
I don't have.
You don't?
I don't have because there are more. I didn't pass just one place. I pass a lot of studio. I work festival. Firstly, I work with Zozo. I don't know if she's already in life because I don't know more. What can I say? Long time ago. That was the first one. The second was Chiswaka. It was a lot of master, and the third one. That's giving more abstract is Richard Ndungu. That was my friend. It's like a friend of school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stopped, the guy continued till college. So after that, I met him. I learned more to him from him.
Oh, wonderful. So he went on in the program and kept learning.
Yeah. Those are the artists that I like. But I have more preference.
Yes, and part of what you like about art, I believe, is that it gives you the freedom to express what you see. And not everybody in the world has access to that, right? In some places, it's dangerous to see something corrupt and then paint a picture about corruption. You could be in danger for
doing
that.
That's true. And I can say in some places, we don't, the artistic, the freedom of artistic expression, mm-hmm. someplace. We're missing that.
Yes, and so probably they're still artists, but they're doing portraits and landscapes and maybe even propaganda for the government.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so you're saying you wish that everybody had the ability to paint what was ever in their heart or what they were seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens when you're in a culture and people can't say what they want to say?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's important to have that ability to speak up.
Yeah, that's true.
Even visually. In 2007, you joined a colleague of yours and you went to South Korea together to paint murals. The two of you collaborated on a giant landscape. And I wonder what those 6 months that you spent in Korea painting, what was that like for you as an artist?
Yes, as an artist, it was a really professional life, that I can say. I discovered more things, and it was for the first time doing the big painting that I did there. And working every day, like from 8 to 5, from 8 to 5, under the cold weather, that was not easy. But it was a real professional life.
Was the painting outside or inside?
Oh, we were painting inside. But in winter, you can be inside because there was the new place they were building.
Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't heated.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's true.
Very cold. Yeah. So you painted a warm summer.
They didn't put the landscape. That place, I can say, it was without doors. Window, so it's still open.
Just
you are walking
outside.
Inside. All of cold from outside, it's come inside. So you have to wear heavy clothes, gloves. But that was not easy.
Yeah,
that was not easy. But by the time we got it.
And then, what language did you speak to the South Koreans?
Yeah, that was very, 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 very difficult for us. But fortunately. The boss who brought us there, he gave us one guy.
He was
speaking Portuguese because the guy passed a lot of time in our country.
Yes.
So that guy helped us to translate.
That's
he
great.
Was Korean guy, but he was speak Portuguese good.
Oh, a Korean. Yeah. Portuguese speaker.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
He probably needed a translator.
Yeah. And sometime we were speaking with the boss to Spanish because the boss speak also Spanish.
Oh.
As Spanish and Portuguese is similar, we have good understanding.
Big, huge mural was inside a hotel. Is that right?
Yeah. That was inside of one of meeting room.
Yes. Do you know the dimensions on that?
Yeah, it was about metal. It was 8 by 6. If I put that in inches,
we can just say it was 8 meters.
Yeah, 8 meter, about 6.
Eight by six?
Yeah, 8 by 6.
Yeah, colossal. It's like a billboard size.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
And it was a beautiful scene, landscape, kind of grassy trees. Where was the picture taken or of?
Oh, yeah. The boss, he has some book. He was giving us the picture that he wants.
Oh.
And then we do just a reproduction.
You don't even know where the picture is from.
Yeah.
That's great. If you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Mac Francisco. He was raised in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo, where he attended arts high school before launching his professional career. If you wish to see some examples of his art, you can visit his Facebook at Mac Francisco Art, M-A-K Francisco Art. So earlier you mentioned that you usually paint women when you do figures.
Yes.
I wondered if you could say what motivates you to do that. Why do you paint women?
It's women is suffering and joy. So somewhere in the world, you will see a woman is suffering a lot, is subject of rape, subject of domestic violence, abuse, and so on. So that brings me to express more for them.
I love that you care for others and can see for a group that is not your own. You know, you're a man.
Yeah.
And so often we take care of people that have problems like ours. And you take care of women.
Yes, because women deserve a lot of respect.
Who taught you that?
By seeing just her life. I was born from mom. He cared me about more time. So many things I can say.
It makes good sense to me.
Yeah, women deserve a lot of respect. Yeah.
Well, I love it. Your mom
did
right by you, helping you see the connection to everyone. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, everybody's got sisters and aunts and uncles and mothers, and not everybody feels that way.
Yeah, that's true.
And one of your beautiful pieces all done in blues and purples really speaks to that. It shows a scene where a woman's just been raped and she's left and the young men are walking away with impunity and there's a broken vessel right next to her. It tells a whole story.
Yeah.
That was one of the pictures I saw when you were in the UMVA gallery for that
recent... last exhibition we did was a collective exhibition,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for speaking on behalf of others. I know you missed your mother. It's a great regret that she died so young.
No, she was not died young, but for me it was too early.
Too early.
About 7 years is good, but for me it was too early because she did a lot of contribution for me to perfect my gift. So I would like to see her when I got a 6X of her. Unfortunately, she was not there.
Yes,
after 4 months, I can say, I got a contract for Korea, but my mom was not there. So he should be there to get some benefits from me.
Yes, yeah. She worked so hard to make sure you went to this private high school.
That's true.
And you went to share the victory of your success
That's
with her.
True. That's
and she's
true.
Not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she would be so proud.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in Maine for 5 years now. Where's your favorite spot in Maine?
Oh, my favorite spot, I can say South Poland. I like South Poland. It's so quiet. And the best place, artistic, is when I'm in East End Community School, I can see the Poland's landscape easily. So that's very pretty for me.
I love it's
good,
up there,
place.
Too.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed if you come out of East End Community School and it's a clear day, you can see all the way to
That's
the
true.
White Mountains?
Mm-hmm. That's true. One day I will do one painting about that. I will take some picture about Poland's landscape and then do some
work.
Oh,
I bet that would be a hot one.
Yeah.
I bet people would love that. What do you find that you like most about living in the United States?
Safe to express what you see, and nobody is above the law, and many opportunities.
Yeah. By opportunities, you mean job opportunities?
Job, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for an artist, it's a really big deal, and I think sometimes I forget to think about what it might be like for an immigrant artist, not having had the freedom to express what you feel, what you see, what you think.
Yeah.
It's just a picture.
Basically in Africa.
Yeah. Yes.
Find that.
And so here you're able to express yourself.
Yeah.
That's so important. And because you're not just expressing for yourself, other people see it and identify with it.
Yeah.
It's a connection. Yeah. And how about Maine? Do you have a favorite thing about living in Maine?
In Maine?
You may not know the difference, having not lived in other states.
No, because since I'm here, I live just in Maine. I never go somewhere or pass 1 month, no.
Yeah.
So I know just Maine.
Yeah, and then the U.S. is Maine, as
even
far as
cold,
concerned.
But I like Maine.
Yeah. Are you okay with the cold?
Yeah. But it's good place also, safe place for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, about education. So it's good place.
Yes, yeah. Good place to get education. A safe place for the kids.
Yeah.
Job opportunities.
That's true.
And your freedom of expression.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Currently, you are working as a DSP and a CRMA, which is a medical assistant that can give meds. You serve people with disabilities while you paint in your spare time. What do you do when you're not working?
Church choir.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I like to sing. I like to use my voice for God, who created me, who gave me a lot of opportunity. So,
you show your thanks there.
Mm-hmm.
How lovely! What do you read music?
No, I don't. I don't read, but I listen.
Mm-hmm.
I
just
can
do it by ear,
and then I sing. Yeah.
Nice. And then, do you have a? Are you a baritone or a tenor?
I use. Tenor,
uh-huh.
And then I use baritone.
You can do both.
Yeah, both.
Wide range.
Yeah.
Nice. And who do you sing for? Which church?
I sing in my church is. Oh my God. Because the church that we use is not for us. It's the place we use just.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we have an our name is. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's okay. Mental
it's
blank. It'll come back to you. It's in South Portland, right?
Yeah.
So you.
No,
so
it's in Portland.
It's in Portland.
In Portland, in Sevelot area.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Just when you take out of Exit 5.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's around there.
Oh, good. So you go there and you let your hair down, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you sing and.
Yeah, we are there every Sunday from 5 through 7:30.
Yeah, you work really hard during the week. It was hard for us to find a time to get together because you work nights, you work days, you work out of town, you work in town.
Yeah.
And then you paint in your spare time and sell that on First Friday. Did you go to First Friday this week?
Yeah, and my church, the name is Cité, the City of Eternal.
Oh, the City
of
Eternal?
God. Yeah, the City of God.
Oh, nice.
City of God, yeah.
Thank you. I knew that would come back to you when we weren't looking at it.
Yeah, one day.
Right. So, you work a lot, you paint a lot, and then you have a little time to sing. Did you go to the First Friday event this week?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. I was scared because the weather was shows up. Like it was gonna rain, but finally we didn't get rain. So, but I was there to see the rain before to run away.
Did you sell any paintings?
Yeah. I got that God prepared for me for that day.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So glad. I had the pleasure of meeting Mac for the first time on Monday, and I saw his work and the area he works in. It's always fun to get to see where an artist paints, mm-hmm. And he gave me a painting, and he has a very clear style. And I later in the week walked into a colleague's office, and I saw framed pictures by Mac Francisco. And I said, what? He had bought them from him at a First Friday.
Yeah.
So you're kind of famous in Maine.
I would like to be.
Yes. And you're on your way.
I continue to sell my name little by little.
Yes. Build your...
With Lisa Harvey, I think everything will be good.
Well, that's my last question for you. What's your hope for your next 5 years? What do you want your life to look like 5 years from now?
Reunited Father.
Reunited with your family who's still waiting to come.
And improve English and teaching child's painting.
You want to teach kids?
Yes.
Do you want to teach in a formal school setting or do you want to do lessons in an art school?
I'm not sure. When I will be ready, I will
It will become clear.
Yeah, it will become clear.
It sure will. Yeah. People will be glad to have you teaching.
True.
And then you want to also improve your English.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that your family is soon reunited with you. It's a long time to be apart.
Yeah, 5 years, no easy.
No,
yeah.
It's a very tricky part.
Yeah.
Mac, you are a talented, honest, respectful, generous, and hardworking person. And you deeply value human connection, which I very much appreciate. I look forward to seeing you and more of your art over the coming years. And thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you again.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Mac has selected for us. Can you tell us about why you chose this song to wrap things up, Mac?
I like just to recognize God is above of all.
And this is by Michael W. Smith. The title of the song is called Above All, and it's one you sing at church?
Sometime.
Yeah, just at home?
Yeah.
A lot of time? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on. Above all.